Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
So, guys, just give you an update on some things that are happening geopolitically. This is some of the tougher stuff to cover. So, just let you know, the world is absolutely on this wild roller coaster ride. And, yeah, it's only going to get wilder in 2023. Yeah, we still get some comments that are like, wow, you guys used to be happy-go-lucky. Look around you. Hello, wake up. Where's your head been?
Oh, we got to look and see what's around us so we know where we want to place ourselves. And I don't want to place myself in a mess.
Yeah, exactly. Again, we're in kind of survival mode. You know, we're trying to ride out the storm. And yeah, you know, when you're in the middle of a hurricane, you know, there's a tsunami coming at you. Do you just lather up and go to the beach? Mm-hmm. Maybe you do. You know. Hey, maybe. To everybody, their own.
Yes, to each their own.
But yeah, Brazil is in chaos. As you see this from the AP, Pro Bolsonaro crowd storm Brazil's Congress in other sites. Yeah, you know, this is eerily similar to what we saw on January 6th in some ways. I think there's just an awful lot of frustration and tension out there. After all, look at what the world has gone through. And really, it's just a never-ending barrage of one thing after another after another. It really feels like there is this, there's this power structure, this force out there that's just saying, how far can we push humanity? Let's see.
And it seems like they're enjoying it, too.
Yeah, you might think of it in biblical terms, like, you know, it's Satan and Job, well, Satan and God with the little G there, you know, basically making bets and seeing, you know, hey, I bet you this guy's going to curse you. Let's see what happens. Let's take away his wife. Let's take away his kids. Let's take away everything he's ever loved. You know, and again, do you really think that the creator of this universe would do such a thing? I do not. No, not at all. But the power structure of this planet would. Oh, yes, absolutely. They enjoy these things, as you see them breaking into the National Congress in Brazil. Also broken into the presidential palace, the Planalto Palace, and the Supreme Federal Court. Yeah, and in fact, you can see mounted police officers being beaten and actually pulled off horses. So, you know, at some time when humanity's pushed to that point, because we have seen, like we saw in Canada, we saw in Australia, we've seen people brutalized for not wearing masks and all. Again, you can only push people so far before they just have had enough. And we see the system constantly telling us, hey, you know, well, telling us their side of things, which doesn't jive with the rest of humanity. Now, even if you looked at it and took everything literally as truth, in this election, it was 51% to 49%, so they say. That pretty makes it half and half. And, you know, especially when the Great Divide is getting bigger and bigger and bigger all the time, yeah, it leads for half of the people, at least, being extremely unhappy with things.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we definitely have planetary alignments to kind of feed that energy of people being angry and fed up. When people have lost everything, you know, everything that they cared about is gone. There's nothing you can do to console them. They're just going to plow forward and do what they need to do to regain whatever they want.
And when you have family members and loved ones and friends that have just simply followed recommendations of the power structure, and all of a sudden they've lost loved ones, literally, they're no longer alive. And they start to put two and two together and start to realize there's something wrong with the entire scenario. Then, you know, it can get very ugly out there.
Oh my gosh, it sure can. You know, people, they're reaching that breaking point for sure.
Yeah, it feels like 2023 is going to be the year that pushes a lot over the edge. felt and kind of said the whole time that what you see in Brazil is coming here. It's coming to the U.S. It's only a matter of time. It's being orchestrated. All this is being completely orchestrated. There are frequencies involved, as well as astrological alignments that they understand, too. They understand the layout of the planets and the stars and how that's going to affect people's consciousness. And then you put out there a lot of people that are having circulatory issues. Maybe they're hearing voices in their head. You know, there is technology, the voice of God technology, could very well. Yeah, isn't this? It is really eerily similar to January 6th, but which is the foreshadowing of what? And what will happen in the U.S. as well? Wow, that's reminiscent of Twin Towers, isn't it? Protesters demand the ineligibility of candidate Lula, justice in elections, and respect for Constitution. And so they've taken over area of three different power points in the country. And you see Secretary Anthony Blinken, we condemn the attacks on Brazil's presidency, Congress, and Supreme Court. Using violence to attack democratic institutions is always unacceptable. And yeah, but you have to say too, it should be unacceptable, but we've seen the power structure use violence on people time after time again.
Oh, they do it whenever they see fit.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen people beaten, ladies, little old ladies beaten in Canada, people dragged from parks in New Zealand. We've seen people brutalized all over this world when it came to the mandates. And when it got to the point that in reality, they'll come and admit that, you know, well, maybe the masks didn't really work in the first place. And yet people were beaten up over the masks. They were arrested over the masks. You know, here you have Dr. Jennifer Cassidy. Democracy is under complete attack. Well, who are you? Okay. Oh, went to Oxford, PhD, tech and foreign policy, cyber war crimes, formerly diplomat. You're part of the power structure. We can't trust you. You are part of the problem. This is the thing where we look closer in and we recognize, okay, so you're bought and paid for. You're one that's signed on with the power structure. You know, and not, again, what we've been recommending to people is get outside of the system, get outside of the areas of chaos, because this chaos is coming globally. And again, you're much better off trying to band together in peaceful ways with people that are going to live peacefully while the rest of the world goes crazy.
Right. I mean, if that's what you want to be in peace, then that's what you create. Look around you, get other people with that mindset and get out there and be in peace.
Part of what is done on a regular basis is exactly what we're seeing happen. Exactly. And so, again, ultimately, this is humanity attacking humanity. Control chaos. And this is the whole purpose. This is another clue how the real power structure is not from this place. Because, again, they destroy the planet, poison the planet, have no regard for the planet. They use it as a resource that is disposable. Well, obviously, that's not going to be anybody that only has this planet as an option. You're not going to look at it as something that's disposable.
You know, or those other beings that have places to go and other things to do, they're just going to use it and then abuse it and leave it.
So we do have a state of emergency, and we'll see. You know, federal intervention has been ordered. I mean, calling out National Guard, I'm sure they're, you know, military, that will be stuff. We'll have to see how that transpires. And, of course, you know, we put our prayers out there for the peace and safety of the masses. As, again, so many people don't realize the bigger picture, and they blindly have trusted, and they're getting done with blindly trusting anymore.
They really are. You know, people are finally starting to wake up, eyes open, and we have collectively, we have asked for things to be put out there in the open. We have asked for some sort of truth and understanding, and we have it. But now what are we going to do?
Absolutely. So Andrew Tate reportedly taken to hospital for a medical issue 2 days before a court hearing. And he's been the subject of a great deal of controversy past several months leading up to him being one of the most talked about figures on the internet. And so things came to a head when he got arrested by the Romanian authorities, being detained for 30 days while under investigation. And under his under their custody, he has now been taken to the hospital due to developing a lung nodule. And, you know, it's just, I feel like they won't be able to hide these things. Now, here's another healthy young athlete drops, and I didn't see anybody give him a big blow to the chest. Are we going to analyze this and say it was, you know, maybe it was when the guy pushed off 5 minutes earlier? And that gave him, you know, a chest contusion and caused heart problems.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll think of something.
Anything but the cure. Anything but the cure. You know, people, again, these are people's loved ones. Millions of people have lost loved ones. Millions and millions and millions. And when do they start to just say, this is insane?
It's getting old.
This is El Paso before 46's visit, and on the left, and then after, see how they cleaned up the streets for 46 to come and visit. And this is Governor Abbott. He met with 46 during his visit to the border, his first visit to the border, hand delivered a letter asking him to do his constitutional duty and secure our border. But that's not his purpose. It's quite obvious it's not his purpose. In fact, you know, they'll probably have a wonderful ceremony when he goes and hands the keys over to you-know-who, his buddy that he went hiking with. Remember, he said he was hiking in the Himalayas with his buddy, IX.
Yes,
and we'll put that backwards, you know.
17,000 feet, too.
Yeah, yes. the guy that, you know, runs the fine dining ware country, you know. I'm sure he's just ready to hand the keys over. What could go wrong here? USDA approves the first cure for honeybees. You know, it's time to say goodbye to all the obvious alphabet soups that are, you know, doing everything they can to do away with us. You know, I mean, that's the bottom line. They're obviously doing away with the food supply. They're obviously compromising everything. Again, they could not be from here. They could not be from here. And then again, it's right out there when you talk to some indigenous people in different indigenous groups. They will tell you there are beings that are not from here. And there are beings that are very, very dangerous and to be avoided at all costs. And also, you know, that they are the problem. And this is why the indigenous people of the globe have been so driven to extinction. It's driven to extinction by the power structure, which is, again, ultimately not from here.
Mm-mm. No, not from here at all.
So swine flu program is halted in 9 states as 3 die after the shots. That was October 13th, 1976. 3 die and they halted it. Hello. What's different today? Because we're living in 1984. Yeah, we're living in the last days of Tartaria, the last days of Atlantis, the last days of Lemuria, the last days of Mu. We're reliving this as Homo sapiens, just like the Neanderthals, just like the Denisovans. This is the same program that they replay time and time again, as they have us killing ourselves, as Russia plans to mobilize 500,000 more soldiers in days, another 500,000. And they keep talking about Putin collapsing, Russia collapsing. It's not going to happen. The collapse won't happen. Then they might mobilize the soldiers, but at some point in time, it's going to be the militaries that say, we've had enough, and then you're going to have the same sort of scenario happening in Brazil, happen on a much bigger scale with a lot bigger weapons.
Indeed.
More than 600 Ukrainian troops killed in retaliation operations, so says Moscow, after 89 Russian soldiers were killed in an operation. And if we don't understand the bigger picture, this is, you know, this is in the Ukraine. This is ongoing right now.
Thank you.
the point is, we didn't hear any Ukrainian language. We didn't hear any Russian. What do we hear? We heard English and German. This is in the Ukraine. Hello. There's nobody speaking Ukrainian, and there's nobody speaking Russian in this clip. Who's really fighting who already? You know, there. Yeah, there's a lot of international fighters. And again, it's easy enough to change status. All right, soldiers, you've been discharged. Okay, now you're hired as contractors. Yeah, you know, head on out. You know, listen to this guy over here. He knows your language. You know, again, that and all those sounds could be, you know, ringing through the Appalachians. Could be ringing through the Ozarks. It might be ringing through the Sierra Nevada in a year's time or so. You got to realize what they are doing. These are desperate people. They are desperate to hold on to their power.
Very much so.
China using yuan in oil imports may lead to a new world energy order. Yeah, again, you know, the ruble is rubbish. Remember that statement? Not the case. You know, the power structure is shifting. We understand this, and Irish people are taking to the streets here to protest the government. Especially because so many migrants that happen to seem to look like sleeper cells are coming in every day. Uh-huh. Over here, we see protests in Pakistan. And people are protesting electricity pricing increases, tax hikes, land grabs, wheat shortages. You know, we can't cover it. There's protests going on everywhere. Israelis protesting Netanyahu back from the dead yet again. Nothing changes. Nothing changes. Change the puppets for a little while. They keep bringing some of the same old puppets back. And here is France. Why isn't the media talking about this? And one of the things we see now is we're starting to see the power structure being the ones that are retreating a little bit as the masses are mobilizing in ever-increasing numbers.
It's getting kind of bad.
Yeah, and this is what we've been saying. So, yeah, sorry, guys. We're not all light and fluffy all the time. It's because there might be bullets flying over your head tomorrow. Again, it's being a little bit of a realist, too. We are in we're in the deep part of the storm. So this is where, you know, preparations and realizing your environment is key to survival. Got to recognize where we are. This is not going away. It's coming. It's going to come to a head. It's going to peak, and we're not at the peak yet. And it feels like the peak may be sometime during 2024. 2024. Yeah, it may be the year that things truly do peak. But this year, we're still on a building. Yeah, the energy is still building. So, here we go. Here we go. For those that need a little fluff, and boy, we could all use a little fluff as we're teaching the golden there. Look, that's a bear. Where'd he go?
Isn't that adorable? Cedar kind of does this. She watches the TV, and if something walks out of the screen, she goes running outside. She's so cute.
He's looking all around like, I can't figure out where he went. That was so cool. Again, you know, when you need that comic relief, then we go to the animals, you know, and not only that, but just the unconditional love that they have for us. And, you know, if we see things like this, if bunnies and kitties could be best buddies, then certainly Russians and Ukrainians can be, especially when for much of their history, you know, Ukrainians and Russians have been one people. You know, again, we got to start looking at all of us as being cells in the planet. We are part of this planet. So again, yeah, we shouldn't poison it. But now is a time when people can't pay for the roof over their head, food on their plate, and stay warm. Well, why now then are they all of a sudden pushing all these things that are going to make things even more difficult? That's because that's the whole intent, is to make things more difficult. It's not to fix anything on the planet. It's to make things more difficult. If these guys could get along, we could. The only problem is the power structure. All of them got to go.
You know, I think anymore, the only thing that really gets to me at all is when I see people say, oh, so-and-so in office, he's causing all this problems, or so-and-so in office, they're causing all these problems. It's like, that's their job. They're supposed to cause the problems. It's not, the whole system needs to be torn out by the root.
Absolutely, and it will be. But again, we need to do it without destroying ourselves. And we need to do it in a civil manner and in a logical manner as well. And, you know, again, they're trying to trigger us to, again, destroy ourselves. This is the way they operate. Meanwhile, we could have harmony. If these two could do it, we could do it.
I think so, yes.
Again, thanks for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. Check out Medicinal Foods, link on every video. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.